from the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. The Millionaire Maker, Hillary Kramer. Travel with Valerie Delia. Nicole Sapphire, MD, senior medical contributor to Fox News Channel and physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering Medical Center. Legal expertise by Arthur Idala, attorney to the stars. And Christine Nicholas, the quintessential heartbeat of New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other. United to bring back New York. And now, live from Studio 111. Kevin McCullough.
All right, Lonnie Perkins, thank you for that stellar introduction, and thank you, friends, for being here. We are off on a big double-hour Tuesday night. We're going to talk travel and then delve into relationships, and glad to have you with us for the next couple of hours. Valerie Delia is our travel expert, and she rejoins us. Hello, Val.
Hey, Kevin. How's it going?
Always good to see you. I was a little bit jealous of you last week. We got invited due to our very good friend Christine Nicholas from the Friday night broadcast. We got invited to cruise the New York Harbor, and I was not able to go, but you were. And I want to know how it was.
It was fabulous. But, Kevin, there was a guy, honestly, who looked a lot like you, and I kept on looking over and saying, is that Kevin?
Come on. People say that all the time. You know, it's that way I resemble Tom Selleck that just can't get people past the okay, I'm going to let that sit right there.
Absolutely. So, Kevin, you missed a really, really nice evening. It was on City Cruises on the Bateau boat. You know, that goes around the East River and the Hudson River, and it was a 3-course meal, and it was lovely. And there were, I took my friend Stephen Brewer, who had been on our show talking about Italy, and Stephen now writes for Patricia Schultz, who's going to be our guest on the show tonight. So he's the one who kind of put that bug in my ear, and I said, Patricia, let's have Patricia, the author of 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, on our show. So she'll be here tonight. But in terms of, you know, going, we ran into a couple of other friends of another journalist friend of mine / PR person. She was there with her husband, Marilyn Jim, and we just had a really nice time together going out, and it was a little bit more intimate, I would say, than the client cruise.
Sure.
Than we were on, just because of the way the
evening
boat
was constructed.
It's a bateau style boat. Yeah. And so I have posted a video on the homepage of the website. My website, travelwithval.com, so if people want to read about, also read about what is happening with these fall foliage cruises, and there are Thanksgiving Day cruises as well coming up, so it's worth going on and taking a look at that and seeing what the offerings are.
What a cool way to spend Thanksgiving, instead of having to do all the slaving and everything else. Book a cruise for your Thanksgiving Day dinner, treat your family to a really epic bit of scenery, because the bateau, I think I've been on the bateau before, but it's the one that has the glass ceiling, is that correct?
It's got glass windows all around it.
It's like an unfiltered view of the city on both sides. Really
yes,
cool.
Yes, and it's kind of like a squished, I feel like it's a squished boat. It feels like it's, you know, like one story.
Right.
And it's wide.
Doesn't have anything above it, yeah.
Right. So it's and then you go out on the back, you know, on the stern and watch, you know, once again, Lady Liberty. So that was it was a really, really nice evening.
Well, that was last Thursday, and the weather was still pretty good that day, wasn't it?
That was actually, it turned out to be a very nice night.
Yeah.
Yes, we were extremely
fortunate. You lucked out twice with your cruises this fall. Because the client cruise was nice, and then you got this the bateau cruise. And we love City Cruises, by the way. We did have them on with Christine, I want to say it was towards the beginning of summer, but of course, City Cruises is still involved with the boats that you can get to and from Ellis Island and the Statue of Liberty and so forth as well. But I'm glad to see that they are up and running again, because obviously the cruise industry was one of those that was really, I mean, gut punched when pandemic came around.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And these are the local cruises where, you know, where it's just fascinating to see the bridges and to see, you know, to be on the East and the Hudson Rivers. And since I live on the East River, they just didn't get up close enough to me here at 93rd Street. But I would have liked that. I would have liked
you wanted a boat limo to take you to. Yes, I know how that works. You said, you're starting to sound like Joe Piscopo now. How come they couldn't drop me off at my front door? Huh? Where's the limo for me, huh? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, and
you said that they're going to do fall foliage cruises as well. Is that part of the City Cruise offering?
That's coming. Yes, that's part of it. The fall foliage lunch cruise, and the details are on my website. And what's more fun than that than a New Year's cruise? Now, Kevin, that would be phenomenal. Imagine.
As long as the heater's working on the boat, like I want to make sure it's warm enough.
Exactly. So it's worth checking out. I really enjoyed that.
Did they have live music for the three-course dinner while you were...
They did. They did. Yeah. They had a beautiful vocalist. It was just, the whole thing was very intimate. I felt that way. I felt it was very intimate. And half of it was press, and the other half were customers. They were in the back room. But we had the entertainment.
They were giving you the free preview as the press piece, hoping that you would bring it to your radio show and that we could talk about it for free on the air. Oh, wait a second.
That?
What a sucker we are. No, that's great. And friends, if you want more information, City Cruises, and all joking aside, doing a great job and really going to be key to getting New York back to where they need to be. Because, again, as tourism comes back, we've got to have those trips to Ellis Island and the Statue of Liberty, and we've got to get people out on the water, and we've got to get people in the theaters, and we've got to get people everywhere. So I'm excited to see that they are taking that with a very serious, stern look. Ah, see what I did there?
Yeah, I got that.
Worked in the naval reference. So what else happened this week, Val?
Well, what else I did? Well, I took a trip. It was, Ron's birthday, and I took him down to Union Square area, and that was an excuse for me to go in person to Facebook headquarters.
Now, wait a minute. Last time on this Bat Channel, when we checked in with our heroine, Valerie Delia, Facebook had cut her off completely. So did you get anywhere on your hunt?
Well, I'm getting closer, Kevin. I'm getting closer. I'm getting notifications now, like, you know, saying like, oh, you know, Kevin was out with his children and that kind of thing. But when I try to click in, I can't get there. So I feel like I'm kind of almost there. So when I went down to the Facebook headquarters, it's near Astor Place, below Union Square.
Right.
And there were at least human beings there. But then they put me onto like this kind of platform thing where you would just put in, you would type in what your problem is, and then you would give your email, and then it would go directly to the powers that be. So that's a little frustrating because you're, you know, that close to a human, and you really just want the thing to be rectified when you get hacked.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. And they were saying if I was to fly to Menlo Park, California, I could see somebody in person. So believe it or not, I'm considering that. Can you imagine?
Well, this has been just that kind of burr in the saddle for that amount of time. So I wouldn't blame you if you did. But, that is so frustrating. I mean, you were there in person. You had people there, supposedly Facebook people, that should have been able to know what to do. And yet they had you do the very same thing that they had you do from your laptop in Italy when you were over there across the ocean.
Exactly. I'm kind of like, I'm so frustrated at this point. But maybe I think I'm just going to go back down there and maybe just show up a lot there until they get really sick and tired of me.
Yeah,
we'll
just
see what happens.
Well, what do they say? The noisy wheel gets the grease?
Exactly. The squeaky wheel.
The squeaky wheel gets the grease. I knew it was there. Sorry, man. It's the cold medicine. I've had too much in the last little bit. Well, she's Valerie Delia. Tonight we talk about travel because we do feel like travel is key to New York coming back. Not only the tourism coming to New York, but also where New Yorkers can get out and go to from New York now. And along those lines, Patricia Schultz is joining us in the next segment. You may know her books, 100 Places to See Before You Die, but she's got a new one that is specifically oriented to the United States and to Canada. And now that they've been allowed to come back into the U.S., maybe we can go north of the border ourselves. We'll have to wait and see.
Kevin, can I just correct you on your math?
Yeah.
1,000 places to see before you die.
What did I say?
100.
Oh, no. No. I undersold it by 10. 10 times. No, 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 no. All right. Stay with us. We'll try to do math right on the other side of this break. Don't go away.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
It is an honor to tell you about Relief Factor. My credibility is on the line not only during the show, but when I endorse a product. You have no idea how high my standards are before I tell you I believe in the product. People do ask me, though, and I understand it. Does Relief Factor really work? I take it. I can't give a better endorsement. I only advertise it because my wife had been taking it and I didn't even know it. If you have muscle or joint pain, try for 3 weeks. If it doesn't work in 3 weeks, they say, it probably won't work. So there's a 3-week price. $19.95 plus shipping. ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384.
This is Jerry Boyer of Town Hall Finance for townhall.com. Pat Gelsinger is the CEO of Intel and perhaps the most visible tech executive in America who is also a Christian. In a recent interview with Rich Karlgaard, the publisher of Forbes, he made a simple but powerful point about the push for diversity in corporate America and especially in Silicon Valley. Diversity should also include people of faith. Gelsinger argues that if companies are truly inviting us to bring our whole selves to work, that ought to include Christians like him. If not, then is it really diversity at all? It reminded me of a conversation I had with a manager of a major company. She boasted, LGBTQ, we have all the letters. I asked, what about C? What's C? I told her, Christian. C is Christian. Of course, they had no convictional position on religious liberty. To have the CEO of America's largest chip maker arguing for a diversity that includes C is something that other CEOs should emulate.
From the producers of God's Not Dead.
Religion has been removed from our schools. They're teaching kids that they don't need God.
Witness the next chapter in the God's Not Dead series.
So you're really chipping away at our freedoms and liberties.
You work for us.
You are out of order, Mr. Hill.
A government of the people, by the people, for the people.
God's Not Dead. We the People. Streaming October 22nd. Start your free trial now. Exclusively on PureFlix.com.
Charlie Kirk believes we are seeing the decline of America.
Right now, there are hundreds of people that run your country, run our military, run our government, that are kind of like, what's the big deal if we lose? Who cares if it's humiliating? What's important is whether or not we get paid. What's important is whether or not my child goes to Harvard. I mean, we do that all the time. That's all we've done is lose over the last 30 years. And we get promoted while doing it.
The Charlie Kirk Podcast, available on SalemPodcastNetwork.com and everywhere podcasts are heard.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hugh Hewitt explains the latest debt ceiling deal.
What the Republican leader did, McConnell, is simply say, okay, we've been warning you for 4 months. Now the media is trying to persuade everyone that we sprung this on you. So we will give you another 4 weeks, maybe even 8 weeks, to get this done via reconciliation. But we're not going to bail you out a second time. They have to fix this.
The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings at 3, right before Joe Piscopo at 6 on AM 970, The Answer. Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com. And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, so glad to have you with us. It is Travel Night on Radio Night Live. And fresh from her limo-delivered appearance tonight, Valerie Delia. I'm just saying that to make Joe Piscopo angry, Val. That's all. He'll get so mad that you got a limo and nobody else did. Anyway, so glad to be chatting. 1,000 places, not 100. I said 100. I didn't mean to say 100. I meant to say 1,000 places to see before you die. Patricia Schultz is its author, and she's just done a more micro-focused one. That is just the United States and Canada, and she joins us to discuss all of this fun travelry. Patricia Schultz, welcome to Radio Night Live.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, everyone.
You Hi, Patricia. It's so great. Yeah, I love having you on. And can we give the phone number out, Kevin?
Sure. If you've got questions about mm-hmm. where you think you might want to find out a thing or two about places to go and see before you die, call us right now, 877-970-2999. You get to ask the brain behind the 1,000 places to see before you die personally. 877-970-2999 is the phone number. Patricia, seriously, thank you for spending your Tuesday night with us. I love the book, and I love the United States and Canada version, and I'm just curious. I think I know the answer to this, but give me what you your best estimate. How much did pandemic increase the interest in the domestic locales and destinations above where we would have been, say, in like 2019?
Oh, I think in a word, massively, and not surprisingly at all. But travel domestically was on the uptick. I don't think that's surprising either, as there was a lot of promotion for all of our fantastic and countless national parks, our large cities, our festival, our music and cultural festivals. So people, I mean, this is nothing new that people were choosing to travel domestically. But certainly with the pandemic, I think, you know, people did a 180, so to say, and realized that, in to a degree, they had to. There were no options for so many months, and willingly and gladly did it. Because imagine just throwing everything in the trunk, you know, including the kids, filling the tank in your car and taking off for that great road trip that had always been on a side burner and somehow just never happened, because you were busy grabbing your passport and going to places, you know, farther afield. So I think people did it willingly. It wasn't much of a compromise or, you know, grudgingly. I think people did it willingly and happily because, you know, see America first. Here's your big opportunity to really explore what we have in our backyard, and what a backyard we have. I've never seen a country that offers so many opportunities and diversity and possibilities. And really, you know, I get goosebumps every time I think of, you know, how patriotic we should be when we realize just from physical beauty and from, you know, possibilities, what there is to see and learn from our country, what we have at our fingertips.
That
and
is
Patricia,
such a
are
good
you
answer.
Yes, beautiful. And are you updating Canada and U.S. as you are the first book, the original book?
The first book we called The World Book. Because
The World Book. Mm-hmm.
We never called it the World Book until we did the North America book, and suddenly it became just that. But they're so massive. They're so huge. I mean, 1,000 places is not something that gets updated quickly or easily. So we kind of alternate between one and the other, updating them. And now that we have a pandemic here to update or revise a book when you're not sure if things are closed temporarily or if they've, you know, gone belly up and are gone for good, or mm-hmm. you know, they're once working 24/7, now they're open 3 days a week. So for the moment, we're focusing all of our attention on doing the World Book, because in 2023, okay. it will be our 20th anniversary, which I find
almost.
Oh my God, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I know, you know, it just goes to prove that we did a few other books in our chain, in our line of this trademark, 1,000 Before You Die. And that was 1,000 books, 1,000 foods, 1,000 recordings. But it was the 1,000 places to see that really just captured everybody's imagination, because everybody, if they don't love to actually literally travel, they love to plan travel or think about travel or dream about travel. So it continues to do incredibly well. Even as we approach 20 years, we're still kind of pinching ourselves. It's a wonderful thing to know that the first book I did, it took me 8 years. So to know that I invested so many years and so much time and so much effort into a book that didn't go away. So it's still out there and hopefully being helpful to a lot of people.
It's incredible what you have, you know, established here with this. And I just want to know, have you visited all 1,000 places?
That's the burning question, Val.
Yes, because you put me to shame. I've been to 103 countries in my career. And when I think, oh boy, 1,000 places –
Well, you should think, oh boy, because I think the average American does not come anywhere close to 103, even 103 cities, or even I read recently that the average American, the number of Americans who never leave their state is something that was so horrific, I chose not to remember it, but the numbers were horrible. And then the next stat was the number of Americans who never leave the tri-state area. And then they graduated it to 8 states. Huh. Each of those having seen 8 states was just sadly, sadly low. So seeing more than 100 countries, Valerie, is really quite remarkable. So hats off to you.
Patricia, it's interesting you mentioned that because I'm not a New York area native. I was transplanted here because of work, like a lot of people end up doing. But when we came here, we settled in the North Jersey area, not far from the GWB. And we noticed as we were building friendships and relationships with people that were in our community, we met probably dozens to 100 people the first year that had not set foot in the city of New York in probably 20 to 40 years on average. And I was like, this is crazy. You live on the doorstep of the greatest city on planet Earth, and you're totally content in staying in New Jersey. It just really boggled my mind.
I know it is. I don't understand when it's so accessible to us and it's so easy to us why people choose, you know, to stay on their couch even before Netflix and binging were a thing. Why you want to stay home, you know, pre-pandemic when it was, you know, risk-free and encouraged to get out and see what was out there, you know, just down the road and around the corner. But I guess, you know, it all comes down to curiosity and how much that has been, you know, kind of stoked and encouraged by your parents. A lot of it is how you've been raised. My parents were always very, very encouraging that way. And when I got into my teens and my 20s, instead of encouraging me, you know, to save up and put it towards a nice house, they never questioned me going off to these places around the world whose names they could not pronounce or certainly not find it on the globe. So I just wish Americans were more curious. We only have at this point, I think, 35% of Americans who hold passports. And when September 11th happened, it was actually 25, and then it kind of jumped over those first years following September 11th because there were all of these new restrictions. You could not travel to Canada to buy your meds or go to Mexico for spring break unless you suddenly now needed a passport. So that was one of the reasons Americans started entertaining the thought of having a passport, some for the very first time. So it amazes me. I think Canada, our wonderful neighbor to the north, they have, I believe, 65% of their people who have passports and travel an awful lot more than we do. Just because you have a passport doesn't mean you're going to use it, but you're in a better position to take off with little numbers.
That's an interesting observation. Patricia Schultz is who we're speaking with, and she is the author of 1,000 Places to See Before You Die. And the edition that we're kind of highlighting tonight is the one that focuses on United States and Canada. Maybe you've got some questions about traveling and you would like to ask them of Patricia. We're going to open the phone lines, 877-970-2999. Kevin McCullough, Valerie Delia, it's Travel Night on Radio Night Live, and we're coming straight back. Don't leave town.
The following is a paid political announcement.
Have you heard his attack ads? Phil Murphy's lying about me again. I would, too, if I had his record. I'm Jack Cittarelli. Phil Murphy's failed us at every turn. He told us he wanted to make New Jersey the California of the East Coast. He wasn't kidding. Phil Murphy increased state spending $11 billion. Are you any better off today than you were 4 years ago? Murphy's about to raise taxes on businesses who barely survived a shutdown, and the rest of the country is lapping us in economic recovery. The lines of motor vehicles are a joke. Crime is raging, with murders and gun violence up 40%. And he tried to ban cops from notifying parents if their kids are caught with drugs or alcohol. Who does that? And while New Jersey has the highest property tax in the nation, Phil Murphy says if taxes are your issue, then we're probably not your state? Come on, Phil. With a record like that, no wonder you want to change the subject.
New Jersey can do better. With Jack Cittarelli as governor, we will. Paid for by Cittarelli for Governor, Inc., P.O. Box 427, Somerville, New Jersey.
Route 22 Toyota. All right, Alex Kinsella, he wants you to know that due to the current landscape in the automotive industry, your current vehicle has never been worth more. That's right. Alex told me that he's paying overbooked value for all makes and models. So get over to Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey right now and find out how much your vehicle is worth, whether you lease, finance your vehicle, or own it outright. It's worth more now than ever before. Alex says it does not matter if you purchase or lease a new vehicle. They're offering overbook value for any make or model. Supply is low, which means your vehicle is in demand. And our friends at Route 22 Toyota, they are making it worth your time. It's 973-705-8905. You speak to someone on Alex's team, you get more than ever before for your current vehicle. The address at Route 22 Toyota is 109 Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, 973-705-8905. Or start here, please, Route22Toyota.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
62 degrees. We have clear skies on this Tuesday evening. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, New York City's mayoral candidates are getting ready to square off in a debate tomorrow night, while early voting begins on Saturday. James Flippin has more.
Democrat and Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams is considered the heavy favorite. He'll be squaring off with Republican radio host and Guardian Angels founder Curtis Sliwa. Saturday the 23rd, the start of early voting, and then that continues through October 31st. In addition to the race for New York City mayor, voters are being asked to answer a series of ballot questions. They include whether or not to allow people to register to vote on Election Day and if the state's voter redistricting process should be changed. James Flippin, NBC News Radio, New York.
Mayor de Blasio is brushing aside a poll that shows him at the bottom of a hypothetical matchup among Democrats in the race for governor next year. Scott Pringle has more.
A new Siena College poll gives Governor Kathy Hochul 31% of the vote, followed by several other possible candidates. De Blasio, he comes in last, only 6% support. The mayor, who has not said yet whether he'll run, is not letting this poll bother him.
I have a long, rich history of being an underdog. I have seen polls like that literally every time I've run for office.
De Blasio says the election is a long way off and polling has become less and less reliable. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
Thank you, Scott. Taking a look at traffic in New Jersey, New Brunswick, Route 1 southbound jammed up. Right up to Route 18, it's a vehicle fire. The right lane is out of service. Crossing the Hudson, 30 minutes outbound at the Holland Tunnel, 30 minutes outbound at the Lincoln Tunnel. Both tunnels okay on the city-bound side, and no complaints with the GWB. Clear skies tonight, low 56, sunshine tomorrow and Thursday, high both days around 74, and we wrap up the business week on Friday with sunshine and a high of 73. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
The Ben Shapiro Show, weekdays at 5 p.m. and 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer. Now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, so glad to have you with us on Travel Night Tuesdays here on Radio Night Live. And coming up next hour, we talk relationships, but this hour is all about the travel, 877-970-2999. Perhaps you have a question for Patricia Schultz, the author of 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, and its subtitles. You've got different versions, the United States and Canada, the one that we're highlighting tonight. And Patricia, again, thanks for carving out time for us. Real quickly, I'm guessing that the increase in the American destination getaway was largely regionally driven because of the aspect of driving. People were not getting on planes. Or did they crisscross the country more often than they had in years past?
I was just reading about that wonderful logo, See America with in your Chevrolet, or what was that?
Right, remember that? Right, yeah, right. That's an old one, sure. Yeah.
And I remember
the USA in your Chevrolet.
Thank you. See the USA in your Chevrolet. So never had me a Chevy, and nor did we ever really go much farther than the Jersey Shore. I'm from upstate New York. So I guess it depended on the means of your family. The fact that so many things were available just a car ride away We were 4 hours. It seemed like 4 years, but I was so excited as a kid. I think I was packed and ready to go a week ahead of time. And the coastline, you know, not think of, you know, I had family that lived in Nebraska. I think they'd have to drive 3 days just to get to anything that resembled an ocean. So with so much that's possible within the course of, you know, a full day's drive, there was a lot to see within our region, or even going north to Cape Cod or into New England. You know, we didn't need to go much farther than that, and the possibilities were countless. So, and our train system was pretty much non-existent then as it is now, unless you want to do, you know, the Eastern Seaboard corridor from Boston down to DC. So it's not very extensive, and traveling by car was the way to go. Flying was pretty extravagant, the very notion of it, even though airfares were probably quite reasonable then, if, you know, comparisons are made. But there was a lot of coast-to-coast road trips going on. Maybe, you know, not to the same numbers that you would hope, but having talked to people, and when I was doing the USA and Canada book, the numbers of people that I met up with who had been cross-country zigzagging back and forth numerous times was astounding to me. It's not something you would do on a, you know, every summer vacation, but once in your lifetime, maybe 3 or 5 times in your lifetime. So, and not in, with this, you know, this rush that you're driving like, you know, the enemy is in your back seat, but taking time, spending far more than the 3 or 4 days if you were to drive nonstop, but taking weeks to go from coast to coast. And there are very many routes that people take when they travel from east to west, you know, depending upon the weather and depending upon your interests and depending upon how much time you have.
No doubt about that. We've got an aunt and uncle in the McCullough household that is on the bride's side that live in Southern California but own a cabin in the North Carolina mountains. And nice. They make the trek about 2 or 3 times a year where they'll come out and be, and they drive their SUV across. They even bought this cute, Val, you got to see this. I don't have a picture of it, but they've got this cute little adorable pull-behind camper that they have now attached to their little GMC SUV. And they do. They just take their time. If they get across in a week, if they get across in a week and a half, whatever, they just kind of play it by ear. And they don't get tired of seeing the sights, you know, along the way.
Well, Patricia, you know, I'm still that international girl. And what's left on my wish list in your world book, and I'm going to test you here, is on page 441. Yes. You want me to tell you what it is? Give you a little hint? Okay. Yeah. The Seychelles. That's a place that I've wanted. It's my dream destination is to go to the Seychelles Islands.
Well, I hope it doesn't remain a dream destination, but becomes reality, because it really, all those photos you've seen, they don't even do justice. So the thing with the Seychelles and their kind of sort of neighbors, the Maldive Islands, because all they're floating in the Indian Ocean, somewhere east of Africa and south of India, they're not all that easy to get to. So, and it always comes down to time and money. You know, if you have a lot of time, you may not have the money and vice versa, and that you hit the lottery and have both often doesn't happen until maybe you're retired, or, you know, maybe, I don't know. I'd like to know when people and how they win the lottery, because it would solve a lot of my problems. But
Patricia, hold that thought. We're going to let you expound on it when you come back. We're up against a break. It's Radio Night Live Travel Night. Stay here.
Join Patrick Cullen, president of the New York State Supreme Court Officers Association, for In Your Court, taking over the AM 970 airwaves every Saturday morning at 8. Court officers play a pivotal role serving all the front lines of court security in criminal, family, and civil courthouses across New York City and the 9th Judicial District. In Your Court will bring a fresh new perspective on the current challenges and issues facing our criminal justice system and their impact on all New Yorkers. The New York State Supreme Court Officers Association members are uniformed officers in the courts throughout the 5 boroughs of New York City, as well as Westchester, Rockland, Putnam, Salem, Orange, and Dutchess counties and affiliated with the AFL-CIO and International Longshoremen's Association. They're dedicated to improving benefits and protecting the rights of all their members. If it's 8 a.m. on Saturdays, it's time for In Your Court, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, October 23rd. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your family medicine cabinet of unused and expired prescription drugs. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. To find a collection site near you, visit DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent drug misuse before it starts. This ad brought to you by the DEA, New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlic works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Dinesh D'Souza can teach you a thing or two.
They're just chanting death to America, but they seem friendly at the same time.
Where have we heard that before? Well, the first time I really heard it was during the hostage crisis. Remember? Jimmy Carter, in which this superpower, America, is just being humiliated day after day after day. Well, those days are here again.
The Dinesh D'Souza Podcast, available on SalemPodcastNetwork.com and everywhere podcasts are heard. The Eric Metaxas Show, tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer. Back to Kevin McCullough and Radio Night Live from New York.
All right, we are very pleased to have Patricia Schultz with us, author of 1,000 Places to See Before You Die in the United States and Canada. And Patricia, we just started allowing the Canadians to come back into the U.S. just about a week or so ago. And that was after it had been scheduled and then delayed and then postponed and so forth. Are we going to see, and New York certainly hopes so, but are we going to see a traditional kind of 2019 traffic from Canada coming back to Manhattan? Are we going to get people coming here for the shows and for the nightlife, or are the Canadians still a little bit reticent to say they're ready to just jump back into the States just yet?
I don't know. I think there's an awful lot of pent up enthusiasm to travel around the world. And I think that allowing vaccinated foreign travel back into, from Europe, for example, or from anywhere, back into the U.S., which was just announced recently, is maybe going to either, you know, have a boom effect kind of overnight, or it will be slow but steady. And then come the holidays, there's an awful lot of wait and see as people want to see first how this impacts and affects, and if there's the spikes that, you know, might happen because between the variants and the cold weather and the fall and the winter. So I don't know. I guess that's a crystal ball question Certainly, it's everybody's hope that things will be steady and people will get back on their feet and travel, and the businesses will, you know, flourish again. And it'll be a very, very promising holiday season in New York City. Everybody dreams about Christmas and the holidays in New York, and they've already missed it once or twice, or maybe their entire life putting it off. The one lesson we've all learned is that, you know, postpone no pleasure, because there are never any guarantees, are there?
Yeah, you said it, Patricia. And, you know, the more that I travel, the more that I want to be immersed in just one place. And you devote 50 pages to this particular place, and I bet you can guess what that might be in my case.
Does it start with an I?
It does, and end with a Y. That's right. But that brings me to the reason why we travel. And I think that would be a fabulous title for a book that you are working on right now. Can you tell us about that? That's exciting.
Well, all of my friends, all of my travel colleague friends and cohorts, et cetera, were, you know, making sourdough, Irish sourdough bread, and working on their 1,000-piece puzzles. I decided I would write a non-travel oriented book, which very much was travel related. And that was because my editor had always asked me, well, where are you going next? Or where have you just come back from? But she had never really asked me, but why do you travel? Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, that's really easy, not easy to, because travel is such a very, very personal thing that you could ask, you know, 10 people or 100 people and get very, very, very different answers. But I think at the end of the day, it's because it just brings us joy. It makes us happy. We break away from the same old, same old. We break away from, you know, being on autopilot or kind of sleepwalking, you know, doing the same routine and Monday through Friday, living for Friday. Why do you have to live for Friday? You should live for every morning. You know, you should live for every hour. You should always be engaged in something that makes you happy, or that brings you, you know, that makes you smile, or that brings some kind of uplift to your life. And for me, that was always travel. So whatever it is, you need to find out what makes you feel that way and then do as much of it as possible. So I've always tried to do as much travel as possible. I started going to Italy, Valerie.
Yes.
Identify with this, my mother's of Italian background, and it's called ancestral tourism. So people often went to those countries that they heard about growing up. You know, it could be Korea, it could be Eastern Europe, the whole Polish immigration from Russia, Ukraine, Belarus, Lithuania. So that was for me my target, to make it back to Italy, to see why they left in the first place and to see why it still made my mother cry. So Italy for me is always a banner destination for me, because it holds so much. It makes me so emotional still.
It does. Now, where is your family, your mother from in Italy?
Well, as with seemingly 90% of the Italians who came to North America, she came from the south, which was Abruzzi, yep. The region of Abruzzi, which is kind of due east of Rome on the Adriatic coast.
Yes.
And I went to visit her hometown, and it, you know, I had an epiphany.
What was that?
That if I was there, I probably too would leave. And it's ironic,
okay,
because the place I returned to so readily and so frequently. But times were rough. I mean, you know, this was my first visit was in the 80s or 90s, and they still had dirt floors, and they still had limited electricity and very limited opportunity. So I understand why they came to America, and I understood why they're such hard workers and they made such great lives for their children, because I benefited from that and I can't thank them enough. But Italy to me is pretty special. It's quite a small country that offers so much that I could spend the next many days talking to you. Well, maybe not to you, but to Kevin, if Kevin knows less about Italy than you do. About what it offers, you know, from north to south and from pasta to the arts and music. And did I mention the food?
Yeah, so much. I will absolutely heartily agree with you, Patricia, on Italy for sure. And but tell us specifics of when we will be able to see why to buy Why We Travel.
So Why We Travel, it actually took, I thought, well, I can do that in a weekend. And it took me a long time because I needed to really sit and think and kind of step back and remove myself and look past, you know, over past experiences, which I'm happy to say are myriad. And so it took me quite a while. We're finishing it now. It's off to the printer. That's always exciting. And it'll be here in the springtime. And hopefully people will be traveling again next year. And if they're not, they will be if they get their hands on this great book.
Yeah, I love it. I love the idea of this book. It's a departure from what you've done with your other books. So I would look forward to that very much.
And is it available for pre-order now, Patricia, on Amazon?
No, I think it's a little too early, but thanks for asking. I'm not sure when that happens.
Well, we're going to have you back because I know that the publishers, they're all about the pre-order now. It used to be buys in the first week for the bestsellers list. Now it's pre-order.
I would say if it's coming out in April, I'd say April,
all right.
March. In those dark and dreary winter months leading up to the springtime when we're all thinking about, yeah, we do need to get back on the road. The book will be there, hopefully, on the shelf.
Yeah. Well, Patricia, thank you for taking your Tuesday night out to be with us. What a delight to have you on the show. And best wishes on all the books and all the travel you have yet to do before this time on this globe is done.
And I hope your future is filled with travels as well. And be safe.
All thank right. you, Patricia. It's excellent to have you with us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. See
Coming
you
right for... back from Radio Night Live.
See Stay you around.
By introducing his new My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop. My Slippers are designed to wear indoor and out all day long, made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 50% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. 800-651-0798. Use that promo code JOEP or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use the promo code JOEP. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and MyPillow Towel Sets. 800-651-0798. Promo code JOEP. Are you worried about having lung cancer? I worry about everything, of course. But instead of worrying, go see my friends at Trinitas for a screening. If you're between 50 and 80 years old and have a 20-pack year smoking history, you know, like if you've been smoking like that, or even if you've quit in the past 15 years, listen to me, please. It's no joke. It's time for a lung screening. Give them a call. Make an appointment right now at 908-994-5984. It's 908-994-5984. It's low-dose painless. Non-invasive, fast and easy, and only takes 30 seconds at Trinitas to have a screening, and it could save your life. Finding out if you have lung cancer while it's still curable makes all the difference. If you catch it in time, you can beat it. Screenings are covered by most insurance. Do it for your family. Do it for yourself. Just do it. You can count on Trinitas to take care of you. 908-994-5984. Make an appointment. It's 908-994-5984.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Larry Elder, coming up tonight at 8 and 10 on AM970, The Answer. Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
It is. is Travel Night. And, of course, Valerie Delia. What a treat to bring Patricia Schultz to us. Thank you again for that.
Oh, she's fabulous. She's one of my girl crushes. Love her.
Well, this is the part of the show where we usually get into the Delia's deals. So without any further ado, what are the hot travel options you've got for us on travelwithval.com this week?
Okay, Sandals Resorts continues its 40th anniversary celebration with a 40-day sale on select resorts, and it includes their flagship property, Sandals Montego Bay. And so this is for stays between July 31st and October 2nd of next year. So check that out on my website. And also Divi Resorts is kicking off 30% fall savings on all 2021 and 22 Caribbean getaways to Aruba, Barbados, Bonaire, St. Croix, and St. Martin. And how about something a little bit extreme? Whale watching in South Africa. And you can check that one out. It's the Lekkerwater Beach Lodge. And that is also posted on my website. And in the Caribbean, again, St. Bart's Hotel. It's the Le Carl Gustav. It's launching its Autumn Vibes offer. It's a deal for the opening of the season from October 21st, just a couple days away, to December 14th. And it includes a number of inclusions of deals. So check that out as well. And then this is for young kids, young adventurers. It's called True Travels. And it's a good price for their trips to Latin America in November and December of this year. Save up to half off in Colombia, Costa Rica, and Mexico when you book before December 4th of this year. And then you're looking for a place to stay for Thanksgiving. The Will Burton, a 30-acre resort in Manchester, Vermont, is offering a three-day Thanksgiving package. And for the dog lovers out there, there is no dog fees for any breed, so your four-legged family members can join in on the festivities. And there is more than just that. You can check that out. You get private accommodations in one of their elegant mansions. So something to consider to get away for Thanksgiving, Kevin.
And we know that if you were going to take advantage of that, of course, that Mojito would be by your side.
He would, that's for sure.
Well, Val, great stuff tonight. And again, if you want more information on any of those deals and a good deal more that she didn't have time to get to, if you've got any Peppa Pig fans in the house, she's got something up there for the Peppa Pig lovers in your household. Go check it out. Travelwithval.com and click on Delia's Deals, which is the second link at the top of the page from the left, right there on the homepage. All right, tomorrow night we talk wellness and medicine. I believe Dr. Nicole Sapphire is back with us again. And coming up next, it's an hour on relationships. It's Radio Night Live. Valerie Delia here every Tuesday. Val, we'll see you next Tuesday.
Thanks, Kevin. Take care.
You
great
do the same.
Chatting with you and Patricia.
And hour number two on the way. Stay right here.